with Ali C. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, if you've been with us since the beginning of today's broadcast, we've certainly covered a lot of territory. We were talking about the Geneva Auto Show with Lou Anne Hammond, and we also talked with racer Greg Hoag. We checked in with the CEO of Blaster, and we also got an auction report from RM and the Amelia Island Conqueror with Amy Christie. Now we're going to have some fun. That's right. We're going to play some trivia, and we're going to open up the phone lines because standing by is our go-to guy when it comes to things mechanical. So, as I always say, if there's something wrong with your car, if your car is not running at all, if you have been told by your local mechanic that you've got to drop a whole lot of cash that you don't have and want to get a second opinion, our special guest is ready, willing, and able to help you. So pick up the phone and call Matt. He'll get you through to Mark Evans at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And also, we'll throw another trivia question. I did get a winner on that ZZ Top question, kind of a music question, about that hot rod that they use in a lot of videos. It's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The name of the hot rod was the Eliminator, and the winner of that is a gentleman by the name of Rico in New Mexico. Thank you for sending that along to me at bob@boblongradio.com, and we'll make sure and get you out a Wash Drops prize package. Let's throw another trivia question into the mix, then we'll get into the action with Mark Evans. We'll make it an easy one. Okay, who made the Aries? The Aries. Who made the Aries? Which auto manufacturer brought us the Aries? Named after the astrological sign. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Who made the Aries? That's the telephone number. Now we go to our guest lines and bring forth the pride of Idaho himself, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Thanks again. Good to be with you and all our listeners and being in the March Madness this month, huh? Basketball.
I know. Well, I always have March Madness. I have madness every month, but the basketball thing is definitely big. Are you in any of those pools or any of those things, unless you don't want to disclose it because your bookie might be listening?
Yeah, I better just let you know I'm playing in one of the games. Ha, ha, ha. No, We had March Madness actually play in Boise, Idaho here in my hometown where I'm sitting right now, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And it's amazing. It's a big deal. This town, it shut everything down and everybody went to the games, you know? It's pretty neat to see that.
Oh, it's huge. I have a friend in Michigan who's a big basketball fan, University of Kentucky, and yeah, he lives in, he absolutely breathes for this time of the year, so I know exactly what you mean. What's been going on in your life? What's been happening? I know you're busy with your various endeavors. You have many, but you got your tools ready to go. You got your suit on.
I've got my handy cap on my head. You know, it says Mr. Mechanic. You know,
very good.
Sure. Yeah.
I know years ago you didn't wear gloves. Are you wearing gloves now?
Yeah, I've got to wear those gloves now, Bob. All the chemicals got to my hands and dried them out and cracked them. And I'm a young guy at the age of 50 plus. I won't go any farther than that on that. But, you know, it's amazing. I'm glad that that somebody got the idea to bring in the doctors, rubber gloves, vinyl gloves, so us mechanics can put them on our hands and fix cars because, you know, the days of sticking the old hands in the safety clean solvent tanks, cleaning the parts and all that, it just, all the open wounds, all the cuts, yuck, it hurt. And today, it's, you know, back in the day when I first started 30 plus years ago in it, we used to hand pack, you know, wheel bearings. When that was the days before we had front wheel drive cars and front CV joint axle assemblies and all that, and everybody had rear wheel drive cars, and you know, they, everybody was concerned. You know, they'd always ask, you know, when should I pack my front wheel bearings? So the days of not having rubber gloves on the hands and putting a pile of grease on your hand and hand packing bearings, you know, oh my goodness. I mean, I just lived with black hands, you know, for about 15 to 20 years of my life. And today, my hands are white.
Very good. Very good. Hand packing. Sounds like you're packing ice cream.
Yeah.
A different type of packing there.
Yeah, you know, the mechanic side of it went from getting your hands greasy and dirty to plugging in OBD2 scan tool connectors.
Yeah.
Your hands are clean. You know, I mean, it has,
I know.
Big time has changed. You know?
It is transformed. No question about it. Let's see if we can solve the trivia riddle. Looks like it was too easy. Let's go to News Talk 1540 KXEL Larry in Iowa. Welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Well, Bob, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, all things considered. I'm juggling about 12 balls in the air, and hopefully I won't drop it. I can drop one or two, but not them all, okay?
For sure. Your guest is making me feel very old, because I do have memories of repacking bearings, getting a few extra miles out of an old bearing just so that I didn't have to buy a new one right away.
Yeah.
Very common.
The grease in the palms.
What was your first... What was your first car, Larry? I always like to ask that question.
Oh, it's my first 1957 Plymouth.
1957 Plymouth.
I gotta say that the brake system wasn't the best.
A little bit weak in the braking department, huh, Larry?
Rolled out. Yeah.
Looks
very
like
nice lip across the way. It would have gone right over the edge.
Very
so
good.
So I slowed down. The brakes worked again. And, I don't know. It was an interesting car to drive.
That was definitely an interesting car to drive. Well, let's see if we can solve the trivia riddle. Want to solve this rather easy one. Who made the Aries?
I believe you're talking about the Dodge Aries. It was one of the cars that was kind of like a K car almost.
That's right. It was the K car. Yeah, and hardly a high watermark of American auto manufacturing, but nevertheless, it was indeed an Aries from Dodge. So we're going to send you out some of this wash drops, which is very cool, and we'd appreciate you giving us your response. We'll talk more about wash drops down the road. Do you have a favorite new car?
Well, I'll tell you, I have two favorite new cars. We bought a 2008 Mazda 6 for a very good price, and I thought it would just be transportation, and it's turned out to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good car.
And as we've gotten older, my wife has had problems with knees, and riding in a car has become more difficult. And so for Christmas, we bought her a 2011 Ford Flex.
Oh, excellent.
Not exactly a rookie. But you know what? It's like riding in your living room chair.
Yeah, no, that's true. Very comfortable.
It's a beautiful vehicle.
Have you got
I'm very surprised coming from Ford. I got an old-timer's opinion of Ford, and I had to change my opinion.
Yeah, no, Ford has got some really
remarkable vehicle.
Really cool stuff. Where do you see what they've got coming around the corner in the next couple of years? Does it have that sync system?
It does have sync. I got to admit, when we went into the Ford dealer looking something for me, that newest Mustang coming out.
Yeah.
Ended up with a Flex.
Yeah.
I know.
But
there are so many wonderful Mustangs. Absolutely. How your vehicle's running, can Mark help you out with anything mechanically, or are you okay on that front for the moment?
I got to say that I'm okay on that front. I have a 1995 Ford 50 that I thought maybe I'd have a question on, but the darn thing just keeps going. So,
yeah. Well, excellent, Larry.
I have no problems that I can complain about. I'm sorry.
Well, that's not a problem at all. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to send you out some wash drops. Straight ahead, more with Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Hear that?
Oh.
That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the Reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Diesel owners, have you had enough of hard starts, poor mileage, and poor performance? The cause is stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer, Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all Tractor Supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the
We're live all across North America and inviting your calls because the master mechanic is in the house. Yes, right, at ASE Certified Mechanic, Mark Evans, 855-660-4261. Something wrong with your vehicle? We would love to help you out. We'd also love to hear from all of you folks that receive the Wash Drops gift package worth more than $50. We sent out a whole slew of these, and Marie from the company is always asking me for reactions. So if any of you guys out there have tried the wash drops, I would really appreciate if you would call us right now, and we're going to put you at the head of the list here at 855-660-4261. Speaking of Marie, I was talking to her. Mark and I had dinner with her in Las Vegas at the SEMA show. Doesn't seem that long ago, but it was last November, Mark, and she was asking for you. And she wanted to have me ask you about, I know you've been spreading the word about wash drops up there in your neck of the woods in Idaho, and you've given out a lot of samples. What have folks been saying?
Well, everybody is doing a chin to the ground, you know, literally, Bob. They're saying thanks to me big time and asking me for more samples, and I'm out, of course. the whole big thing about the people that I know, the friends and relatives, what's neat about it is, you know, that what I see is, you know, a product is working. People like it because when you hand a friend four or five, you know, packets of something, which is what I did, wash drops, and I said, hey, just throw your garden hose away and use this. Let me know what you think. And then the phone rings, you know, about next weekend the phone rings, and all of a sudden I've got people calling me that I don't know, but it's a relative or a friend of the person that's my friend that I gave the wash drops to, and they're saying, hey, where do I go get it? Where do I find it? Can I have some from you? Can I test it? Where do I go get it? So I just send them to Amazon.com, and everybody is saying thanks, Mark, because the biggest thing that no one can figure out is they don't have to, back in the olden days here, before they had the wash drops, you had to take the hose and rinse your vehicle off, mm-hmm. get wet. Then you had to, a lot of people put, you know, the first thing they look for is soap to put in the water. So everybody goes to their underneath their kitchen sink or underneath their bathroom sink and they grab the dishwasher soap, which is
bad.
You know, what we've learned in our life, Bob, that dishwasher soap is designed to take grease, you know, and take grease off dishes. And so what's it do to a paint? Well, it takes all the oils out of the paint, so it destroys your paint job. And so you don't want to do that. And so, you know, they're saying, hey, wow, I don't have to rinse my car. I don't have to get it wet. I don't have to go hunt for soap, the right kind of soap, you know. And then I don't have to, you know, rub the dirt out. And then I don't have to rinse the soap off. And then I don't have to dry. It's kind of like what I found myself, you know. It's literally, it's something that wash drops have actually given me and the folks, my friends, my relatives I've given the wash drops to, more time during the weekend because we don't spend all that time washing our cars.
Oh, it's so, so true. You can do a car in about 15 minutes, and the good thing about neck of the woods like where I live here in New England, you can wash your car in the wintertime. As we've talked about before, I broke a hose. I remember it well as a teenager trying to wash a car because when it's freezing outside, you can't do it. And the other thing, water is expensive, and in lots of areas of the country, there are restrictions on water usage, and this is a totally environmentally friendly product, about 60 cents a wash, and you can dump the solution right there on even a flower bed, which is just remarkable.
It is. It is. That's what's nice, too, because, I know the state of California, I heard a rumor of a gentleman through another friend of mine that he was actually out rinsing his car with the hose, and they stopped him and gave him a fine right in front of his own house.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Looks like we got a few people calling in with wash drops comments, so that's great. Let's go first to, I believe it's Chad. Chad, you're up on Auto World. How you doing there, Chad?
Hi, my name is Chad. I never expected in a million years for it to work the way that it did. I'm a believer.
Hey, that's great, Chad. Thank you so much for the call. Let's jump next to, I believe it's Louisiana, New Orleans. Who's on the line from New Orleans? Well, thank you so much for the call, and we'd love to hear from more folks at 855-660-4261. And we've got a have we got a trivia question out there? I don't think we do have a trivia question out there, Mark. We should throw a trivia question out there. What decade do you want to make it? Do you want to make it from way back when, or do you want to make it from...
Let's go old, huh? We're way back in the days of the good old days.
The good old days. Well, everybody has a different opinion of what were the good old days.
Yeah.
But let's pick a decade. Pick a decade, my friend. Just pick a decade.
Oh, let's do the 30s.
1930s. Oh, wow. All right. Now you're really going to challenge me here from the 1930s here.
I'm trying to get you back in that file cabinet in the back of your head, Bob.
I know. Boy. All right. Let's see. Let's go back into the decade of the 1930s and throw out a question about which car manufacturer introduced electric windshield wipers back in the 1930s. What do you think of that one, Mark?
Hey, that's a good one. That's going way back in the file cabinet.
Yeah, absolutely. Electric windshield wipers became available late in the 1930s, running off your car battery, of course. And who was the manufacturer that introduced the windshield wiper? The telephone number, once again, brand new, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and we remind you that Mark is here at your service. He's dressed for the occasion. He sent me pictures before going on air. We haven't gone to the video Skype stuff or any kind of camera work yet, but in this ever-evolving media, eventually we'll be there. But I believe, Mark, he's completely decked out. I have the pictures right here in my hand. He's wearing the gloves. He's told us that. He's ready to go to work on your vehicle. He's going to go right through your phone into your driveway and fix your car. All you have to do is call us up on that toll-free line. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, Mark can help you out. He has done it over and over again. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. So spring has kind of sprung. They have done the daylight savings thing. We've officially sprung forward, so to speak, and that means the good weather is coming. And so when we come back from our upcoming break here, we'll ask Mark about some of the things we need to be thinking about as the warm weather approaches with your vehicle. What should you be doing? Give us a call. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We appreciate you so much joining us each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station. And also all the folks listening online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. A couple of words of advice here from a guy that's worked in radio since he was a freshman in college. So I worked in my college radio station and then started working professionally. Also, I was young, graduating from high school, so early into college, at the age of 17, I started in radio. So I've been doing this for quite some time. Support your local radio station. Support the advertisers on this radio show as well, because that's what pays the bills. You know, we can't put shows like this on the air unless we have advertisers and people that support the advertisers. And speaking of that, if there's anybody out there who would like to advertise on this program, we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. My wife would love to hear from you. My daughter would love to hear from you. Bob@BobLongRadio.com. It's a tough time in the economy for everybody, including yours truly. So by all means, if you're in the automotive realm, we can help you out with some great advertising exposure here on Auto World. Mark Evans is with us, and we've got a trivia question out there from the 1930s. This vehicle manufacturer was the first to introduce the electric windshield wiper. Which car company invented, I won't say invented, but introduced? They had manual windshield wipers in the beginning, but this is the first time they actually hooked it to the battery, and so it was a big deal. Which car manufacturer was it? It was a domestic car manufacturer. I'm giving you a clue, of course. In the 1930s, there weren't that many foreign cars here in the U.S., so take a stab at that. Or if you're a person who has won a prize here on the program, the Wash Drops Prize Package. And Mark has seen this Wash Drops Prize Package. Matter of fact, he had the bucket. Mark is very familiar with the Wash Drops bucket. And
I am.
He had control of the bucket in not one locale, but two locales. At the Los Angeles Auto Show, Mark had to guard the bucket. And at the SEMA show, he literally had to, I mean, there were so many people coming up to our booth. Mark's a big guy, and he could, he was like doing these body slams on people. I couldn't believe it. Mark, you did an outstanding job producing and also security-wise.
Well, thank you, Bob. They call me the Bucket Brigade Bouncer.
Very good. So
I had to bounce some people away from the wash drops by the time we were on the air.
Exactly. I know. And don't even get me started on that other broadcaster. You know, the one with six names, that guy?
Yes.
Don't even get me started. That's all I can say.
The person who changes the name according to the atmosphere.
And that's right. Exactly. Somebody told me a good line that I should say to that gentleman is, you stop. This is what I should say to that that infamous gentleman who has done wonders for my professional career in a negative fashion here. I'm being not so kind, but nevertheless, this line was said to me. It's a good one. Stop telling lies about me, and I'll stop telling the truth about you.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely. Our telephone number, once again, looks like people are calling in 855-660-4261. And Matt, once again, who have we got standing by? Tim, listening in Kentucky, thank you for calling in. We so appreciate you being part of our broadcast. How are you doing there, Tim?
Oh, not too bad.
You got a mechanical problem where you want to take a stab at the windshield wiper issue, or are you a wash drops veteran?
I take a stab at the question. Willard?
Willard?
Willard.
Willis Jeep. Oh, of course, yeah. Well, that's a very good answer, but unfortunately not a correct one. but you caught me off guard because I hadn't heard that for a while. But we are going to send you out some wash drops and samples, and you can check it out. This is a really cool product. Is there anything wrong with any of your vehicles?
Yeah, I've got a Chrysler Town & Country 3.8 liter. It keeps dropping the fuel pressure. How do I hear that?
Town & Country with a 3.8 V6 in it, of course.
Yep. Right.
And yeah, that's not the cab forward one, is it, Tim?
No.
No.
Town & Country is.
It's the van.
The van. Okay, I was
the
thinking
minivan.
Of the cab
minivan.
Forward one.
Yeah.
Minivan. And you're saying that the fuel pressure keeps dropping, so the Town & Country is dying on you then?
Well, when it first started, I can drive 100 miles, shut it off, start it right back up, and I'll have the same problem. It's like fuel pressure drops off, and it's got to build up before the car will run decent. Otherwise, it backfires and does all other kinds of crap.
Yeah. What's going on, Tim? Is the fuel pump pressure regulators out? That's what's going on. And it's not a tough one to do.
But I find it.
Well, where that's at, this is the bad thing. On that Town & Country, the fuel pump is a module, electronic fuel pump in the module inside the fuel tank, and the pressure regulator, all it is a little round canister about an inch in diameter, and guess where it's sitting? On top of the fuel pump module inside the fuel tank.
I just put a new one in. I put a new fuel pump in, and I started having this problem.
Okay. Did you buy the fuel pump module from the dealership? Did you buy the OEM module?
No.
No. Okay, that's our problem. And I'm saying that in truth because I've been there, done that. My customers they've wanted to save money. We've gone aftermarket on the Chrysler brand, and it just did exactly what we're talking about here. They last about a month. The regulator doesn't hold up. It fades back. It won't start. Exactly what you described to all of us, and that's why you want to go OEM, and you're, yes, it's going to be a little bit more money, but you know, you're not going to be stranded on the side of the road. It will work. And I've had this happen to me trying to help customers.
Mm-hmm. Once I get it going, you know, after like 5 minutes of it running, I can either go down the road or just leave it sitting idle for 5 minutes and it's fine. I never have a problem again until I shut it off again.
Hmm. Right. And that's what the regulator is designed to do. It's supposed to hold that pressure in that line and not let it leak back down into the tank. And it's not doing that job for you. Now, have you, the one thing that will confirm all this for us is, underneath the, of course, open the hood, and underneath the hood on top of the engine there, you can actually rent a fuel pressure gauge, unless you've already got one. Do you have a fuel pressure gauge already?
Yeah.
Good. And you've hooked it up to the fuel rail underneath on top of the engine there to see what numbers it's pushing?
Yep.
Okay. And what, do you remember what the pounds per square inch is when it's running?
It was about 2 months ago. I can't remember. I've been putting up with it.
Okay. Because here's another test. If you have a fuel pressure gauge that you can put in your hand and screw onto the fuel rail, and it's a stainless steel chromed rail, you can't miss it. Some of those are black. Screw that gauge on there and look at the numbers, start the van up. And the biggest thing is, before you just start it up, I just want you to turn the key on. Don't start the engine, but just turn the key on. That will ignite that fuel pump for you, and it'll actually push fuel up the line and make that fuel pressure regular gauge operate. And you've got to have, now this is the main key on those, you've got to have 38 pounds. And anything over 38 pounds is awesome, and you have to have that. So without the engine running, you've got to have 38 pounds at that gauge in the system. And then I want you to start it up.
All right, hold that thought, guys. We'll address the rest on the other side. And don't be a stranger. Give us a call. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lund. Hi, this is Bob Long. I want to introduce you to a company that's new and innovative in the financial services industry, and one that I fully endorse. The company is Plan 4 Financial Network. Plan 4 Financial Network was founded to provide planning solutions for businesses and individuals. This is why I chose Plan 4 Financial Network. So give Kevin Janeway, John Abel, or Carl Moore a call at 248-957-8220. That's 248-957-8220. You won't regret it. Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%? What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
The telephone number is toll-free, so don't be a stranger. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We have three things out there. We'd love to hear from a bunch of callers here in the last segment of this hour of the broadcast. 855-660-4261. Number one, who introduced the electric windshield wiper back in the 1930s? Which car manufacturer? Number two, if you have a mechanical problem and need some help, Mark Evans is here to help you. And number three, if you have received a Wash Drops prize package, we would love to get some feedback from you. The folks at the company are after me for you guys to call in and give us some feedback because they want your feedback. So 855-660-4261. On the line with us is a gentleman from Kentucky who is having some fuel pressure problems with his town and country minivan. And Mark Evans, our certified gold mechanic here, ASE certified mechanic, is helping him out. So, Mark, you were suggesting another test for this gentleman.
Yeah, Tim. Tim has got a fuel pump pressure problem that keeps fading off on him, and so the vehicle dies. And Tim, I was mentioning what you need to do is ask a friend or yourself, get your wife or whoever out there to help on this test. And best thing to do would be to, what I want you to do is just turn the key on and do not start the engine, but have an eyeball on the gauge at the same time. So with that town and country parked for at least 5 to 6 minutes, it could take longer. If you've got the gauge hooked up, I want to see the needle on the gauge at zero. That tells me that it's bled down, it's empty, and it's, the regulator's not working. And then I want you to have someone turn the key on, do not start engine, and then watch the needle come up and see what the number is on that gauge. And we want the 38 pounds without the engine running. And so anything below 38, then I know two things. We've got, like I say, that regulator is part of that fuel pump module. You can't get the regulator. I'm sure you probably could talk a parts man into helping you out and getting the regulator, but you don't want to do that. Because your fuel pump has been working overtime because the regulator hasn't been working correctly. So your fuel pump has been burning itself up. So let's go back to the needle. It's bled down. You have somebody turn the key on. needle comes up, let's say it's at 38 now, like it's supposed to be. I believe the Town and Country, you can get on the internet, just enter in the code, find out, it'll tell us. Top of my mind, I think it's supposed to be 42 to up to 45 pounds when it's running. So when you turn the key on, comes up, the needle comes up to 38, then I want you to start the Town and Country up and watch the needle. If the needle's at 42 pounds when it starts, but then fades back down to 20, 22, 18, your fuel pump module needs to be replaced again. I know it's new, but in 30 plus years of mechanicking and diagnosing cars and repairing cars and replacing parts, the key word here is that the diagnostic report. We have to find the problem, you know, of course, before we can just go out and spend that $300+ for a fuel pump module. And I've been there so many times that I've tried to, you know, the customer says, save me, Mark, as much money as you can save me. I found that fuel pump module, Mark, over at that aftermarket parts store for $280. And you told me that the stock OEM one is $390. So can you put the aftermarket module in? And of course I do. Well, look at the time it takes to, you know, to drop down the tank and get the module out, put it all back together, put the tank back up, and hand the customer, of course, the labor ticket. They call me back 2 weeks later and say, hey, it's doing the same thing, Mark. And I'm just giving you the truth, the facts, and I've had to bring the customer into the repair bay and show them the gauge, like I'm talking to you here today, and showing them the needle and showing them what the needle's doing to prove the point that, in fact, the aftermarket fuel module is no good. So I've been there, done that more than once, and I got to point out that I'm not saying I own Chryslers. In fact, my very first car is a Dodge. I do like the product, but again, I don't make the parts. I just install them and diagnose them, and you've got to have those OEM parts in some applications here in order for them to work correctly. And you know, that's the key. I've been there with O2 sensors. I've been there with a lot of aftermarket parts that, you know, they're not designed to work perfectly every single time. So the biggest thing, Tim, on yours is just to make sure that the fuel pump pressure numbers are there, and if they're not there, they're not 38, 42, or 45 pounds PSI, you've got a bad fuel pump module, and like again, that regulator is part of that. I'd recommend have you replace that whole module. That'll get you up and running again.
It's warranted, so it shouldn't be too bad. I do my own labor, so.
Oh, good. Well, that's very good.
I'm retired with three boys in the Marine Corps, so I got to have the fuel pump keep running back and forth to see these boys.
Sure, of course. Well, hope you get it taken care of, and don't hesitate to call us again. Thank you so much. Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in at 855, our brand-new toll-free line, 855-660-4261. And once again, Matt, I'm a little overtired. Joining us next is...
Thank you.
What's your first name? Hi, Charlie, my fault, Charlie. I've been on the radio 7 hours today, so I'm a little overtired. Charlie, how are you doing?
You got me now?
Yeah, I got you. Just turn your radio down. It's going to mess you up a little bit.
All right. Yeah, you've been on. Always, I've been on 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we're going to.
I got a 49 Buick.
Oh, cool.
And it's leaking. It's pumping oil out of the transmission. What I'm looking for is someone that's old enough to remember those old cars to fix it. There's quite a bit of involved in pulling the rear end out. It's got that enclosed drive shaft, and it's a pretty big job. I just thought maybe you'd have connections as to who in this area in Iowa would be able to do that.
Well, let's go over to Mark. Mark can come out and do it for you.
I was going to say, Charlie, I'll be on the first plane to come out just to take a look on that.
where are you guys located?
Mark's a special guest in Idaho.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you, too, were you related, is this Bob Long, to Bob Long out in Burbank, California?
Not that I'm aware of, but you never know. There are a lot of Longs all over the place.
You know, Bob, you could be related as long as there's money involved.
If there's money involved, yeah. I'm very related.
let me tell you, he was the biggest Ford dealer out there, tremendous dealer out there in Burbank.
Wow, yeah. Well, no, I'll have to look into that. But in the meantime, Mark, you have a lot of connections. Is there a way you can get on the Internet and perhaps help this gentleman find a good repair?
Definitely.
Yeah. Why don't we get get your email address. Do you have an email address or a telephone number you can give to my producer, Matt? And we'll see if we can find you the guy, because Mark could do it for you in a heartbeat. But he could help find you a guy in Idaho. He can help you out. Have you got an email address?
Well, I have. I'll give you my phone number for certain.
Sure. Well, you don't have to do it over the air. You can do it with Matt, and that way you won't have all kinds of people of all different varieties calling you. So hang on for Matt. And, Mark, will you be okay in helping this gentleman out?
Oh, definitely. We've got to get that 49 Buick back on the road and not leaking all over the road. I'd hate to. Of course, it might be something to see a Ferrari behind him slip and slide on all that transmission fluid, though, Bob.
There could be a lawsuit involved. I smell a lawsuit.
I can smell a 49 Buick lawsuit leaking. Leaks there, you know. Let's get him fixed.
Yeah, let's get him fixed. And I knew when he said 49 Buick that would be a car that you would be into, because you've owned so many classic cars and worked on so many older cars. You still have a 1916 Chevrolet.
I do. And that's another, you know, you get right down to, like, you know me, Bob, it's not only you have to diagnose the problem, you got to know how to fix the problem. And, you know, the truth is, I cannot know everything about every car on the road, of course. So I have to go and find connections and help have my connections help me, and I can help other folks too.
Excellent. Well, Mark, you're always one of our favorites, and we'll have you back with us real soon. Thanks, my friend.
Yep, thanks for having
me. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.